When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for July 30th, 2025. We're going to call this day aka Federal Reserve Day. The reason why is the Federal Reserve is going to meet today and they're going to tell us what they're going to do. But we know what they're going to do, but we're going to focus in on the stuff that they're looking at. Okay, so if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance. So these things play a really important role in both those. So what we're going to discuss today is what the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us today. Well, we know that they're not going to cut rates, but let's look at the data that they're going to focus in on. And does the economy look like it's cracking? No. But does it look like inflation's spiking as well? Because that's why the Federal Reserve is holding their rates so high, because their assumption is tariffs are going to spike the inflation numbers, also deteriorate corporate profits, and also deteriorate the job market. Now, that's what a lot of economists and a lot of people have been telling us. So now let's forward fast, basically from the beginning of the year, to see where we are now with a lot of these numbers. So a little confused? Well, let's get over to what we're going to focus in on today. Federal Reserve is going to be meeting, and here's what they're going to look at. We have a new number on the GDP that just popped out today. This was negative 0.5 or 0.5 before. Look at this number now, positive 3. This also helps kind of offset the national debt. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't tackle the national debt, but this sure helps with these numbers. But I want to go over to Rick Santelli to give us the breaking news for today to see what this news or how this news is coming in, what his reactions to this is. And then when we come back, I'm going to show you market reactions on the stock market, bond market, and what my expectations are the latter part of today. Then we're going to go over short-term, midterm, and long-term interest rate projections. And then we're going to conclude it because I'm going to be live today while the Federal Reserve meets to show you instant market reactions. As the Federal Reserve tells us what they're going to do, the markets will react. But then when the volatility starts is when Federal Chairman Powell gets in front of a press conference and starts answering questions. That's when the market really gets crazy. That's where we're going to show you how that's affecting the markets live when the Federal Reserve starts answering questions. So let's get over to today's news. Let's break it with Rick Santelli first. He's got some breaking news for us on GDP and some other basically economic factors today. I'll break those down in an economic calendar just to make it more make sense to you right after this. But let's go to Rick Santelli over at CNBC. Rick, give us the economic news for today, buddy.
Seconds away from that advanced second quarter GDP number, futures are higher ahead of that, with the Dow futures up by about 25 points, S&P futures up by 7, the NASDAQ indicated up by just over 40 points. Rick Santelli is standing by at the CME in Chicago. And Rick, take it away.
Yes, these are the advance, of course, so they will be modified. But we are expecting a number around 2.5%. Last quarter, you do realize, was down 0.5%. That was the weakest quarter since the first quarter of 22. And they're out up 3%, up 3%. Better than expected. That would be the highest level since the third quarter of 24, when it was up 3.1%. On the consumption side, up 1.4, very close to estimates. Up 1.4 would be the best since the last quarter of 24. And I do want to point out, if you look at the consumption numbers for last quarter, up 0.5%, that is really weak. As a matter of fact, that goes in comps to the worst, darkest days of COVID, when it was down 30%. However, I wanted to know, outside of COVID, when was the last time we saw consumption that low? You're going back to June of 2011, just as a footnote. On the pricing index side, less than expected. We're looking for a number over 2%. This number is at 2%. 2% will be the lowest pricing index number read going back to the third quarter of 24 when it was 1.9%. And finally, the core personal consumption expenditure price index, that's a quarter over quarter number, expected to be around 2.3, comes in a little heavy. This one's a little heavy at 2.5. 2.5 would be the highest since the last quarter of 24 when it was 2.6. So very good news all in all, especially considering that Liberation April 2nd falls in this quarter, and it was definitely better than expected. Now, does that mean there can't be some payback in the quarters ahead? Possibly, but nobody ever knows what the quarters ahead are. That's called risk. Risk is in the markets no matter what. Uncertainty may be higher, but risk is always present. Interest rates moved up a little bit. So we're up about a basis point and a half on a 10. We're up 2 basis points on a 2-year as we await the Fed meeting and the quarterly funding announcement, which may be moving markets more. And I don't have insight into those numbers, but I'm sure our great panel at CNBC will. Joe Beck.
I meant to say Dan, back to you. So back to me. Okay, so here's what we're seeing in the markets right now. The MBSs, they're deteriorating. They're down 14 ticks. Basically, let's go to the economic calendar. I want to show you. Well, let's get over to this first. Okay, so here's what the economy looks like right now, folks. So just take a snapshot of this. This is the whole country. This isn't your situation. That's what you have to understand. Okay, so the Federal Reserve, they control this rate right through here. Okay, this is normally kind of set about where inflation should be. So let's say inflation, well, they just came out with some numbers today. They're going to get more of these numbers this week, but let's just say on the high end, this is 3. Okay. So if this is at 3, the inflation that the Federal Reserve monitors, then why is the federal funds rate 1.25% to 1.5% higher than even an inflated inflation number, if that makes sense? Okay. So that's what they're looking at here. That's why they're saying this needs to be cut and start to come down. So let's get the rest of this thing. The PCE came in. We're going to get the final read or another read actually tomorrow. And we don't know what this is going to come in at, but I don't think this is going to spike tremendously. That's number one. Number two, the unemployment rate. It's staying sticky at 4.1. This is like historic levels right through here. Okay. Now we have GDP. Everybody was saying, okay, the GDP is going to crumble. It's going to be negative. It's going to be what? It's now a positive 3. Now, this is going to get revised, but this is a far cry from a negative number. So if you look at this in general, inflation's in check, employment's in check, and we have a productive economy. If you look at this in general, you're like, okay, where's the problem? So that's the problem with this right here. The Federal Reserve saying, well, there is no problem. So why do we need to cut rates? Why can't we wait a little longer? Well, the longer you rate, the more interest accumulates, and it's going to cause, you know, the national debt to grow even more. And then it's not helping the consumer. Okay, so that's the biggest issue that we have right now. We go over to the stock market. The stock market's completely flat right now, and it's going to be until the Federal Reserve's announcement and gives us their guidance. So don't look at any of these indices to go really anywhere crazy. We have the 10-year Treasury up just a hair. Let's get over to oil, see what oil's doing. This is at 69, folks. This is not good news. This is going to be inflationary going forward, but as we get the inflation numbers this week, this won't be built into this. But as this gets closer and closer to 70, it's not good news on inflation, folks, because oil, aka then gives in the gasoline, and then is basically in everything that we use. That's spiking right now. That's not a good sign there. Let's go over to cryptocurrencies just for kicks. It's down to 117. We just check this each day that we go through. Now let's get over to the bond market. Here's where we really need to focus in on. If you want to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, just check in each day, because I go right to here. We don't look at the 10-year treasury. We don't look at any other indices. We look at this MBS. What the MBS stands for is a mortgage bond or mortgage bond. Think of it that way, but it's a mortgage-backed security bond that trades on Wall Street. Okay, so the yield on this thing is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Here's how this works. This bond, as the price goes down, rates are going up. There's a yin-yang effect here. So if the prices go up, rates are coming down. This isn't good news. When the MBSs are down 14 ticks, means rates are going to go up. Here's what the markets are scared of. They come over to this economic calendar and they say, okay, here's what we got. Wednesday, the jobs market, it actually exceeded what we expected by almost double. All right, you go down to the GDP. GDP's increasing. And that's the biggest pieces of the puzzle we got today. Now, tomorrow we're going to get things on the PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. Also, a lot of pieces of the jobs report right through here. And then on Friday, we're going to get hourly earnings and the official unemployment rate. So if this thing doesn't really move on unemployment, and we're starting to see a lot of the good numbers throughout the rest of the economy, well, the Federal Reserve, that's what's making this chart do this, because then the markets are saying, well, the Federal Reserve doesn't really need to cut because the economy looks okay. So that's what this chart is telling us, saying, okay, rates don't really need to come down from here. So today's going to be a kind of a yin-yang day or seesaw day. So join me later today. We're going to be live when the Federal Reserve meets. We're going to show you instant reactions to what's happening in the markets as the Federal Reserve announces and as they speak to the media. It's pretty interesting. Join me just for a little bit, if you would, just to see how all that works. Let's go over to the CME FedWatch group. It's their meeting in 4 hours. Yeah, they're meeting this afternoon. What's the expectations, folks? They're not going to do anything at this meeting. And the reason why is there's a 97% chance they're not going to move anything. Reason why is they can't be seen as basically bending a knee to the president. So even if they were going to cut this time, if I'm them, I'm probably sitting on the sidelines saying, okay, the embarrassment that the president put me through this week and last week, I'm not going to cave to him right now. As the data now comes in more solidly, maybe I'll cut. And that's, I think, what the markets are expecting right through there. So they're expecting a rate cut of over 50% at the next, at the September meeting. At this meeting, folks, they're not going to do anything. So right now, what we're seeing is mortgage rates ticking up just a little bit. This should be short-lived because this should be basically balance out or flatline right before the Federal Reserve meets. And when we come back later this afternoon, I'll show you how most likely this is going to flatline. The stock market and the equity markets are going to flatline as well. And they're just going to be waiting on what the Federal Reserve does. So again, the Federal Reserve is not going to cut today, folks, but it's the verbiage and what they tell us in front of the media and what they're thinking. You know, what's up here? That's what we really need to understand. And then that, based on that, then we can make decisions and we can figure out where the markets go from there. So, folks, right now, mortgage rates, well, they were down 4 ticks yesterday. They're kind of probably give back some of that today. So we might be at a 6.8 later this afternoon. But like I said, most likely this is going to flatline throughout when the Federal Reserve meets. And then we'll focus in on that at that time. So if you want to check out and see where mortgage rates go from here, join me live today at 2 o'clock, or check out the closing bell where we conclude this, and I'll let you know how all this mess ended for the day. But last but not least, let's go over to who I am and what I do. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do these reports twice a day to inform you guys what in the heck's going on with these and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do this is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at a federal bank. Yep, that's what I do. And the good news is I've been doing this for over 35 years. You can use me or work with me during your buying or refinancing process. Put my 35 years of experience to work for you guys. Okay, here's a slogan we have. One application, one credit pool, and I'm going to change the slogan a little bit. We're going to compare your rate with over 30 different lenders. Now, here's how we do that. I work at a federal bank, and the ingenuity at this bank is fantastic. What they've decided is, we know when we get a call from you, your question is, okay, what's the rate can we get? Because I got to get 3 or 4 other quotes. Well, I wonder if we can do that for you. Okay, so what we're going to do, and I show this most likely the last couple Wednesdays, and I'll try to put that video right up through here. This is how we compare your mortgage to over 30 different lenders and get you quotes from all of them. And then what we're going to provide you is the best one. So here's how we do it. We're set up with 33 other banks, lenders, credit unions. Okay, when you put in your application right up through here, we're not only giving you products from our bank, we're offering you products and rates from over 30 different banks. One of these is right through here. So if you're looking to buy, check out the $7,000 or up to $7,000 grant that we have for you. And there's no paybacks on this thing. There's no, the rate isn't higher. There's no lien on your property. It's basically like free money. If you go up through here, if you're looking to refinance, we have a tab right through here where you can tell us what rate you're looking to refinance at. When rates hit that, I'll be reaching out to you. We can go through the numbers and kick the can around, see if it works for you. If it does, we'll get the paperwork started and get you locked in. But wonder if you have a quote now, or two or three, what can you do with them? How can you compare or help, you know, get comparisons from me with over 30 different lenders? Well, here's what I'll ask you to do. Make sure you pick out the best rate quote that you got, then go over to the loan estimate tab right through here and click it. I want you to upload your loan estimate into this, the best one you have. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a personalized video for you and get back with you, let you know exactly what I can do. Now, here's what's happening in most cases. We're lowering people's fees and their rates, and sometimes it's substantial. So I'm hoping that if we can beat the quote that you have, you don't run back to the lender that you were going to and say, here's what I got, can you match it or beat it? That's not the way to do it. You told them to give you your best foot forward at the get-go, so they should have done that. So if we beat this, I'm hoping that you move over to us and start working with us during this process. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I will be back later today when the Federal Reserve announces what they're going to do. I'm going to show you instant market reactions to that and more, and show you how interest rates are being affected by the Federal Reserve's decision later this afternoon. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you here at 2 Central Time. God bless. Be safe out there. It's a hot one. So I can't wait to see you here this afternoon, where we can learn a little bit more about the Fed. Take care, folks. See you soon. Bye-bye.